Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Here we go. Super Talk Eagle Hour back on the air, broadcasting from the Southern Bancorp studio. Graham Crawford, Kelly Center, Bob Getty with you here on a sunny afternoon here in Oak Grove, Mississippi. Mike Frazier keeps up with junior college football like nobody in the country. He's going to be on the show later. Katie Newman from Anatomies will be here. That'll be the Beauty and the Beast segment, us being, of course, the Beast. And we're going to hear from Broderick Roman, an offensive tackle for the Golden Eagles, here in just a few moments. And we're getting closer to the first road game of the season. Kelly Center, your thoughts as we get a little closer.
I'm encouraged to hear that so many people from Southern Miss have requested tickets for that game. And I hear a lot of people are making the trek to Ruston. It's really not that far away. And people have made that trip before to kind of revive that rivalry, too, now as Louisiana Tech makes its way back to the Sun Belt Conference. We'll have to keep in touch with Jeremy McLean about the scheduling problems, because we were already scheduled to play Tech next year, but now that might be a conference game, which is going to open up, you know, some scheduling along the way. But I think what was said yesterday on the program about how with the run, with the RPOs, the run pass option offense that Louisiana Tech runs, the key to this game is going to be how Southern Miss deals with that. I'm confident that Braylon Braxton, with his ability to run, that he can get out of any trouble offensively, but I think it's going to come down to, which nobody else has stopped Louisiana Tech's offense so far this year. Now, they haven't, I don't think they've played a necessarily real strong schedule, but I think it's going to come down to the Eagles defensively and how they are able to contain. You don't ever shut something like that down necessarily, but contain La Tech's offense.
Is it official that they're swapping to the Fun Belt next year?
Yes.
In all sports?
It is, yes. Ooh. Is it next year? I think there's some question.
Is it 7 or 8? I thought it was 27.
Yeah, is there some question?
I think football may be next year, but the other sports maybe the year after that. I'm not sure.
Graham, I've had some football players tell me in the past that the toughest guys they ever compete against are people from Louisiana. In fact, Reggie Collier told me one time, he said, I think it must be that hot food they eat, but them boys are just mean.
It's something. I wish I could just touch my toes like Reggie does, still to this day. I don't know if y'all know this, so he plays golf. I play with him a good bit. And he will show up 5 minutes before it's about to start. And a lot of those guys will get there an hour before, and they'll start stretching and this and that. But Reggie doesn't. No, everybody's like, there's no point in waiting, because he'll get there. Just give it a second. Mm-hmm. He does the same thing. He gets out of his car. Keep in mind, Reggie's 60. Do y'all know exactly? Probably 65 if I were to guess.
He's on up there.
And he's still tall, super athletic. Literally gets out of the cart, palms the ground. Like, first time he's done anything, palms the ground, does one of them shoulder rolls, 280 yards right down the middle. Right. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen.
Ray Guy was another one that could just crush the golf ball.
I mean, it's insane.
Every sport, Ray. I think if you go back through the history of Southern Miss, if you asked people who have been around Southern Miss as long as Bob and I have, who pound for pound was the best athlete, forget the sport, but just athlete, Ray Guy would have to be. I'll bet you a lot of people say that Ray Guy was a pretty dog, was an amazing athlete.
I got money on Reggie. All day, every day. I'm around him enough. Nick, I'll tell you this. He got his putter grip. You remember the old lizard skin?
Yeah.
He's got like 10 wraps around this stern putter. I'm telling you. It's like a baseball barrel. that he uses as a putter grip.
Well, next time you play golf, ask him about, because he'll be honest, ask him, himself excluded.
All right, hang on, guys. I'm going to interrupt you. I think Graham just said Reggie Collier was 65 years old, so I've got the man on the phone. Reggie Collier, are you sorry?
There
he is. Are you,
am I close? Talk to me.
Are you 65 years old, Reggie Collier?
64.
Close.
64.
I was close. Tell me I'm wrong.
Yeah. All right, let me tell you what else he said. He said you're a good golfer. He said you play golf with them. These guys get out there an hour before the golf match. They start limbering, loosening up. Reggie shows up about 2 minutes before tee time and drives one 300 yards right down the middle of the fairway.
Well, you got all that right except for the last part.
It's the last part that gets you. It's not the first. Yeah. It's that sound.
Yeah, it's that last part, that sound. You know that sound I'm talking about.
Tink, 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 tink. That's that we have a joke about making putts.
But now, Reggie, can you still palm the ground?
That's what he said. That's all. That's what else he said about you, Reggie? You can stand up and put your palms on the ground.
Yeah, I can do that. That's part of my warm-up routine. While they hit balls for 15, 20, 30 minutes, I stretch. Right before on the tee box. So all of that is true. Yeah. When I do play, if the tee time is 12:50, if the tee time is 1 o'clock, I normally show up about 12:55.
I've seen that right here, Reggie. I mean, you have never not shown up for a show appearance, but if it's at 1 o'clock, and they'll start going, is he coming? I said, relax, relax, relax. That white Ford truck's going to pull up here about 60 seconds before we go on the air.
But the good news is when he does this show is he doesn't have to stretch.
No, you don't.
That's true.
Hey, I want to ask you this, Richie, because I was going to tell Graham to ask you this next time. Pound for pound, from what you know of Southern Miss Athletics, and few have as storied history as you have, pound for pound, who would you say in the history of Southern Miss Athletics is the overall best athlete, period?
Wow, that's a good one.
Just, across all the sports.
The crazy thing about it is during the time I was there, and I don't know. I don't know, but based on what they did, when they did it, and how they did it, you'd have to say it's Ray Guy.
Ding, 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 ding. Where's your sound effect thing?
Hang on. There
we go. That's exactly what I said. Graham said it was you.
He's being humble.
Well, the thing about it is with Ray was a safety. Ray played safety. Ray was a punter. Ray was a pitcher in baseball. And from what I hear, he was a damn good pitcher, a damn good baseball player. Mm-hmm. So that being said, think too many people go out there and just do that. I mean, they do it now, but back then it was almost unheard of. Mm-hmm. And that's what makes it special when you have somebody who can do it, who it didn't matter what generation you put them in, that they still would be great. Mm-hmm. And I think Ray is one of those guys. If you put left him in the generation he was, he showed how great he was. He's a college football Hall of Famer, NFL Hall of Famer. But if you were to let Ray play today, he still would be one of the best punters in the NFL. And if he played college today, I mean, he's still doing what he's doing, what he did in college, and then be able to play baseball at a high level. You know, I've heard the stories about Ray, and as much as I would love to put myself in that category, I can't because Ray Blair is probably the best athlete.
I'm gonna put him in a. I'm gonna put Reggie Collier in a category, and I've said this to 10,000 people. Reggie Collier is the best football player that ever wore a Southern Miss uniform. No question. There's no question. If you watched him play, I don't even see how you could reasonably argue with that.
Well, everybody don't have black and white. I mean, they probably can't understand it because, everything's in color now and the videos are edited. And my videos were in black and white. It'd be like, what is this? That's not real. It's artificial.
People don't know. It literally looks like Johnny Manziel, but in black and white. It's funny.
I love the story that he tells about his grandchildren And he's humble with his grandkids, and they'll say, you know, were you really that good? I say, well, YouTube me. I'm a, there's a, and they go, that's not you, Grandpa.
No, let me correct you on
okay.
that
one. All right.
They didn't know. They did not know I played football. And they saw a video. I used to bring them to all the USM home games. And they saw a video being played on the screen.
Okay.
And along with the picture, they showed the video. And they looked at me with this look, was like, no, it can't be.
No.
So
wait a minute.
When they got home, they were extremely quiet in the car all the way back to the house. Then they got home. The first thing they did was run to the computer, and they Googled me. And that's how they found out.
Yeah, but why? But tell everybody why they didn't believe it was you.
Well, the youngest one, he was one who would say, if he thought it, he said it. And he looked at the video, looked at me, and said, that ain't you. That ain't you. I'm like, oh, Dre, that's me. He said, no, you fat.
That guy is skinny, huh?
He said, hey, you fat. He said, he running. You ready? You don't run. And all I could do was laugh because what he said was true. You know, I was 200 pounds back then. Now I'm 245.
Greatest football player in Southern Miss history, Ward number 10. Reggie, thanks for jumping on with us, brother.
Yeah, man, not a problem.
All right, Reggie Collier, everybody. Everything you said was true about him.
Yeah.
He can do it at the golf course, like, huh?
But I was glad that he said Ray Guy because certainly
he
not
wasn't going to say himself.
Not taking anything away from Reggie, but man, Ray Guy.
He was the greatest football player ever here, I believe.
Ray Guy, best athlete.
And Reggie Collier, best football
player.
You've
got to get very specific about that term if you start just laying around.
We'll be right back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans. TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better, faster.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, everybody. That opening segment was sponsored by Dickie's Barbecue Pit, which is a great place to go eat dinner tonight. Great place to cater your next event. Kelly and I have used their catering many times and never been disappointed. Dickie's just does a great job. That really is one of their specialties. This segment sponsored by Eagle Tire West. They're out on Highway 98 West here in Hattiesburg. Goodyear products, full auto and service at the Eagle Tire West. Next to Smith Motor Company, Highway 98. Family operated since 1985. Eagle Tire and Eagle Tire West. Goodyear tires, full service. Big Southern Miss supporters, if you're a Golden Eagle and you got to have tire work or work done on your car, please go do business with other Golden Eagles. Eagle Tire West is managed by former baseball player Matt Warren. Speaking of that, former baseball player Graham Crawford is here with me, Kelly Center as well, and we've got our friend Mike Frazier on the phone, who I've said this many times before, I mean this, I don't believe there's a human being breathing on the planet Earth that knows more about Mississippi Junior College football than Mike Frazier. We had a breaking news story last week about baseball that we had to drop the Mike segment. Glad to have him back on, Mike. What have we missed in 2 weeks, and how do the national standings look for Mississippi Junior Colleges?
Well, now I know where I stand, guys. I really thought I was your number one.
Well, Mike, I'm just going to tell you something. It's not just you, brother. Baseball is king in Hattiesburg.
No doubt. Yeah, no, the national rankings came out, and when you look at the landscape for Mississippi, what it tells me, some of these teams really were treated harshly by the committee. You know, Cole Lynn suffers its first loss, and then where do they go? They fall all the way to 13 or 14 in the country. And then, Cole Lynn doesn't have a shot really at a national title. Now, if you're looking from the national title perspective, your best bet now is Mississippi Gulf Coast, Northwest, and maybe East Mississippi. You know, that's really about it because, you know, East Mississippi was unranked, so they win. They move up to number 12, and, so they're in the hunt. Northwest, number 10, Northwest is going to have to win out. And Gulf Coast is in good shape. I think they should be the number 3 team in the country. I watched enough film on them. And, of course, they've got the best quarterback in the country in Landon Varnes. So being that they're at number 5, they're still in a solid position. But, again, it just, you know, you look at the state of Mississippi, and the term I like to use about it at the junior college football level is there's a lot of middle class in the junior college system in Mississippi. You know, there isn't in Kansas, there isn't in Texas like there is in Mississippi. There certainly isn't any in Iowa. So a lot of these teams are really good, but, you know, they're going to come through a 9-game regular season with some scrapes. And it's just a shame that when a team like Cole Lynn loses a football game against a rival, that they just get pummeled in the polls. And then you take a look at a school like Snow out of Utah, same argument I've made every year. They're 2-1 on the year. Their two wins are against, you know, the Little Sisters of the Poor. They're playing these JV teams. You and I can suit up and probably compete better than the teams they play. So Snow is number 7 in the country. That's an insult. And it's terrible that Snow is still the number 7 team in the country when they're 2-1 and their two losses are against ranked teams.
Mike Frazier. Go ahead.
But that's the situation. So you really have 3 teams in the hunt now to try to get one of those 4 playoff spots.
Mike Frazier, who is the host of the JUCO Weekly podcast. You can pick it up on YouTube as it's out every single week where they talk about JUCO football top to bottom and all across the country. Again, that's the JUCO Weekly podcast on YouTube. One of the things that I've taken from the season so far in Mississippi, Mike, is that if there was any doubt that the East Mississippi train was off the tracks, it now appears to be back on the rails. East Mississippi playing very well.
And again, it goes to my middle-class comment. People were accustomed. That's a young East Mississippi team. And look at, they knock off Northwest. This happens every year. Teams literally beat each other up in Mississippi. So the same thing's going to happen again. Big one tonight for East Miss against Itawamba. Big one tonight for East Central against Pearl River. Big one tonight for Jones and Cole Lynn. See, those are all divisional matchups that carry just a colossal amount of weight, both in the local conference playoffs and on the national scene. You can't say that about that. You can't say that in the Iowa League, and you really can't say that in Kansas. Texas, I think, is pretty middle class, but that's really about it. You know, look, Tyler, take Tyler, 3-0, good football team. But again, the teams they beat, unranked Dodge City and a Snow team that, while they're ranked, Snow is not the number 7 team in the country.
When are they going to eventually have something like the NCAA and have a tournament?
Well, it's money, guys. It all comes down to money. You know, like, and look, in Mississippi, the presidents are not going to schedule out of conference games. They're happy playing inside their conference. Enough money goes into these football programs and most of these facilities, and that's just the way it's going to be for the foreseeable future. And I actually agree with that. I don't think the president should have to go and schedule games to prove to the committee that they have a quality league. When if you look at the history of athletic football in Mississippi, multiple teams over decades have been powerhouses. So I think Mississippi has proven that from top to bottom, generally speaking, it's pretty middle class. Now look, Mississippi Delta and Oklahoma, they're nothing. They're never going to win there. It's just not going to happen anymore. So yes, those are the two bottom feeders. You know, but look, Southwest, they're committed. Look at, they bring in Les George They're 2-1 on the year. And, you know, you look at East Central with Jonathan Webster there. They're winning football games. How about Northeast and Greg Davis? He's got a sophomore-laden squad, and he's a good football team, and they're not ranked. Look, I'm not apologizing for Mississippi. It's just there are so many middle-class teams in this conference that they're just going to get overlooked. Iowa Western, who I have a lot of respect for, lost to Hutchinson. They're telling me they don't move in the polls. They stay at number two. That's wrong. I know they played a great Hutch team on the road. I know their history. They're incredible. Iowa Western should be number four or number five because they suffered a loss.
Mike, when you look at the Mississippi now, you talk about Gulf Coast and East kind of now, you know, on track to have really good seasons. I think if you had to pick a couple of disappointments, quite frankly, it'd have to be Pearl River and East Central had a good season last year, but not so good this year. Those two teams, one of them is going to have to emerge victorious tonight.
A big football game, no doubt, between those two squads. Pearl River, because of that conference loss to Southwest last week, urgent for them. And, of course, you're looking at them trying to keep going with that coaching staff.
Right.
And then you look at East Central, a quality program with a lot of horses in the stables. Good football team, just for whatever reason, haven't won. But again, it goes back to how deep Mississippi is. And I just say this, people that want to bark about Pearl River letting their coach go, fine, if that's the way you want to go. But who are you going to bring in behind him? You're going to roll the dice with an assistant somewhere across the country? I mean, across the conference or across the country? Look, they're playing competitive football. You know, they're not losing 38-7. They're scoring points. And I just say it's a lot easier to run somebody off, but then who are you going to put in behind them? I think you've got a cohesive coaching staff there. They're competitive. And if you said, Mike, you have to take Pearl River to beat East Central tonight, I'd say no problem. If you said, Mike, you need to take East Central to win tonight, I'd say no problem. That's how good this conference is. And I just fear that, you know, these boards or these committees on each of these institutions don't factor in how competitive the league is. They just want a new voice for the sake of having a new voice. And I hope that doesn't happen. Well, look, if
you can say that. To be honest with you, you can have camaraderie, you can have good coaches, you can think they're this and that, but at the end of the day, one thing matters. It's the win column and the loss column. Am I right? Is that how, I mean...
True.
At the end of the day, what are we looking at? Because if they would have won three games, guess who's the best team in the conference? Pearl River. Holy cow. We're not saying this. But they're not. That's not reality.
So that's right. Winners win. If they go 6-3, what do you do?
Exactly.
If they go 6-3 and miss the playoffs, do you run off the coach?
Not then, because they've been having losing seasons for how long?
Yeah.
Well, you can always keep up to date with the very latest going on in junior college football across the country. JUCO Weekly Podcast. The JUCO Weekly Podcast can be seen weekly on YouTube. Mike Frazier is the host. And Mike, we always appreciate your expertise in joining us on the Eagle Hour.
Oh, enjoyed it, guys. All the best.
All right, take care.
Mike Frazier, he's with us every Thursday. And I look forward to that. Man, he keeps up with junior college football. Does he?
I've always kind of joked with Mike that he's like downstairs with the lab and the test tubes and the smoke coming out of the test tubes with the lab coat on. And
He loves it.
Yeah, playoff scenarios and all that sort of stuff. And it's not just Mississippi. He could talk all day about Utah and Iowa and all the other places where JUCO football is big.
Still to come, we're going to veer off of sports just a little bit. We want to tell you about a very important project that has been brought to our attention, and we're going to ask all of you guys to support and help us promote. We're going to talk to Katie Newman from Anatomies and a couple of other guests, we think. We're expecting them to arrive momentarily. In the meanwhile, the Super Talk Eagle Hour rolls along.
The Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, welcome back to the show. We're glad you're with us this afternoon. I want to tell you about a couple of our great sponsors, MCS Home Center. It's the go-to place for home repair, home remodeling, home construction, everything you need for your next project, home, lawn, or garden. It's out at MCS Home Center in Bellevue. Great people out there, Hank Lott and all that great crew. Local folks, 7329 Highway 98 West, MCS Home Center. And I'm going to try Kelly again today. Excuse me. Forest Health reminds you that keeping up with your favorite team is fun this time of the year. But Kelly, who's the most important person on the team?
I am, Bob. I'm the most important person.
And so, Kelly, that's a good reason for you to get an annual physical and to exercise every day to keep your health as good as it can be. Tell him that, Graham. He needs to exercise every day.
He does. He runs to Mobay Beignets. You didn't tell you about that?
No. He runs around in Mobay Beignets.
I did hear about the physical. I did hear that, but I didn't hear anything about the exercise.
Well, Kelly,
part.
Forest Health can help hiding. You with expert medical care closer to home. Seriously, it is an amazing health institution. There's no question about that. Forest Health. .org, and we're very privileged to have them help sponsor our program. Hey, our podcast is up and running every day. It's on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, Alexa, or Siri. We'll play the Super Talk Eagle Hour for you. This segment sponsored by DBAT, Hardy Street. Graham Crawford would be a great person to ask this. How fortunate are we to have a facility like DBAT?
Oh, it's second to none. People definitely need to take advantage of the great facilities that are offered here in Hattiesburg.
No question. All right, back to football momentarily. Broderick Roman, an offensive tackle, and I think all three of us would agree that offensive line play looks much better.
Oh,
much
goodness,
better,
yes.
You know?
Night and day difference.
No kidding. And this kid's a big part of it. Dima talked to him a little earlier in the week, and here's what Broderick had to say.
Brock Roman on the Super Talk Eagle Hour, center for the Golden Eagles. Brock, just talk to us about your play so far this season, what you look to improve on, but what you're proud of this offensive line continue to excel and get better each week.
Yeah, I'm just really grateful for the unit that I'm playing next to and with. Great group of guys. We just got to keep on improving, like doing our thing, you know, staying consistent, and then protecting the quarterback and protecting our running backs and blocking up front, you know, just selfless stuff that we're asked of every single day. We just got to keep on doing that. We got great running backs, receivers, and all the other skill guys, so we just got to keep on doing our thing and be consistent day in, day out. So that's all we can ask for.
There's no question that the unit has gotten better each and every week. And what kind of goes into that each week just to try to get better for each Saturday?
No, I think it's just the way we prepare, just off the field, on the field, in practice. You know, when we go home, what we're doing. I think this unit's taking our job seriously, really dedicated to what we're doing in our craft. I think it just comes down to preparation. And I think the last couple of weeks, you know, last 3 weeks, we've been preparing really well. And so only sky's the limit for this group.
A lot of times, you know, the question for offensive linemen is kind of the relationship between them and the quarterback, them and the running back. But I'm curious to hear about the relationship in between you guys and the offensive line room.
Yeah, I think we gel really well. We have a lot of fun together. Really easy. I think this group is really easy to get along with. A mature group. You look at the just overall age of everyone in the room. Pretty old. So we all really like being around each other. We get along really well. Personally, for me, I have no complaints with anybody in the room. You know, it's a great room to be around. The guys are really fun. And I think that helps us with our play. Whenever you're able to have a connection with anybody, you're going to play harder for them. You know, that's just what it is. You're going to have that relationship built. You're going to play harder and strive to do your job even harder on another level because you know they're going to be doing the same for you. So, yeah.
Coach Huff has talked to us about spending a lot of time with the offensive line and really, you know, encouraging y'all, but also, you know, coaching y'all on how to get better. Kind of what have you seen from him over the past 3 weeks after the games, just on when he walks through the film with y'all, et cetera?
You know, he coaches everyone the same. He's dedicated to every position room. He loves us all in a unique way. But, you know, he just wants us to win. He wants the best for all of us. He wants the best for this whole team. So you can tell by that. So that's typical stuff, you know.
Where do you want to see the offensive line room grow this week, but also towards the end of the season?
I think we just got to keep on doing our thing consistently up front. Want us to be able to keep pounding the rock, keep protecting the way we've been doing. I think that's the biggest thing. And if anything, I could say, just keep on cutting out the useless penalties, undisciplined penalties that we've been having the last couple of weeks. That starts with me. I had one last week. That's all I can ask for. Just keep on doing our thing and just keep on protecting, allowing the skill players to get open and allowing the skill players to run the ball. So, yeah.
Brock, thanks for your time today. Anything else you want to say to the fans on the Eagle Hour?
Just come out in 2 weeks when we go play Jacksonville State. Love when the crowd is out there and supporting us, and we really appreciate you guys. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, Broderick Roman, offensive lineman, center, and we were talking, Kelly, how articulate these kids are, and you said that's probably the reason offensive linemen make the best coaches.
Statistically, in the NFL, offensive linemen have the best winning percentage as head coaches. The game is out in front of them, just like catchers in the big leagues always tend to make the best managers because the game is out in front of them. But to the importance of the offensive line, you look at – I'm a Bengal fan. We all know that. And the problem is that Joe Burrow now, this is the third out of 6 years he's been with the Bengals that he's not going to be able to play because of an injury and a poor offensive line. Why in the world would you spend all this money on a quarterback and great receivers and then have terrible offensive linemen? I mean, that doesn't make sense.
We need a lot more time to go over this.
Yeah, we do.
Don't get me fired up either.
All right, let's take time for Katie Newman. She's in the studio.
Hello, Newman. Oh, wait a minute.
Pull that mic over there. Quite a contrast there, but the one she's on one side of you, Kelly's on the other.
Beauty,
look to your left and then look to your right.
The beast.
It's just not. It's not fair, is it? Katie, welcome.
Thank you. Thank y'all for having me. I appreciate it.
Of course. Katie works at Anatomies, and she came to my office earlier this week. We'll keep you for this last segment too, Katie, because we got running a little long here. But I want you to just kind of lay out what you're doing, because I thought it was so important. And having known an individual that suffered from this particular disease, I think anything Hattiesburg can do to help these people is wonderful, and you're in the process of doing that.
Yes. So as a team at Anatomies, we've decided that one thing that we've noticed in Hattiesburg is there is a true lack of resources for these Parkinson's patients. They have chapters throughout the Parkinson's support groups on the coast, and then in Jackson they have big programs, but there's really nothing in Hattiesburg. So through people we've known, we've decided to kind of find a way to incorporate that into what we're doing at Anatomies. So there is a rock steady boxing program, high intensity exercises such as HIIT workouts and boxing, obviously non-contact for these patients, but whenever you push them to a certain limit, it starts decreasing the proteins in the brain of Parkinson's patients. That makes it a shorter, quicker process. So it prolongs it. It makes it slow down a little bit, and they have an easier way to kind of adjust to their disease process. Mm-hmm. So what we've decided to do is find a way to adapt to not just supporting Parkinson's patients, but also their caregivers, because caregivers go through a lot. Whether you are dementia, a cancer caregiver, anything, you know that being a caregiver is a lot on you. So we want to be able to support both. So we're partnering with our therapist in town, the therapist that we have in Anatomies. They'll start with balance and exercise, some circuit training in that area. And then they will move into the boxing, where we do an exercise there geared towards them. While they're doing that, the caregiver has the option. They can either go through the program with them, join in on all of that, and be a part of it, or they can take a break. They can go sit in the lobby and just have some coffee. You know, they can go sit with the rest of the caregivers and complain a little, because that's okay. They need that. So they can go have caregiver time, or they can go be a part of that process.
One of the questions I would have, Katie, immediately is, in this insurance world that we're dealing with, Medicare, whatever, with the services that you're offering, is there, can insurance be used for something like this?
Yes. So insurance can be used, especially through the therapy portion. We would start with an assessment. So we need to figure out where they're at in their journey of Parkinson's. So then we would give them to the therapist, whatever therapy they go to or the therapist we have in-house. It doesn't matter. And in the process of doing the assessment to start the program, they can actually bill for that, and it will cover that portion.
That's a great question, Kelly. That's important.
Outside of that, it'll be free to the community for this open house that we have coming up.
And when is that?
October 6th at 9:30 in the morning.
Okay. And what is the purpose of the open house?
Just to see if people will come. Like, we want to get the word out. We want to see if we can get a small base to build off of. And after we do that, the patients will come, they'll do the programming, and then afterwards we'll probably get some feedback from the caregivers to see how can we improve their experience.
Now, obviously, we're going to commercial break.
Let's hold her over here because we want to finish this conversation before she leaves. So this is important, Kelly. That was a great question, and I think that's important for people to know as well. We're going to continue with Katie on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape, whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak. TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better, faster.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Four segments sponsored by 4th Street Bar and Grill. You know, I came up with that. Pretty clever, wasn't it, Kelly?
You're amazing.
It really is. I surprise myself sometimes. Right there in the shadow. Look, Graham. You can tell Graham's impressed. Look at the expression on his face.
I'm ecstatic, actually.
4th Street Bar. You guys don't give me any respect around here, do you?
What a crowd. What a crowd. No respect. No respect.
All right, we got Katie Newman back with us from Anatomy. We're talking about this Parkinson's program that that these wonderful people out there are going to initiate. Kelly, I think you have a lot of insight into this if you got another question.
Yeah, I wanted, and going into the break, I was going to ask you, obviously there's no cure, but do we have any inkling, Katie, as to what the genesis of Parkinson's is if it's not hereditary? Because I know a lot of people who, there is a hereditary link, I know that, but some people get Parkinson's that there's no history. So do we know at all where it comes from?
I haven't looked into it a whole lot as far as all that goes. Like I kind of mentioned earlier on break was that they're relating it to different chemicals that we're exposed to. So it's on the rise more than it has been in the past because we are exposed to different things now. But yeah, obviously kind of another thing we had mentioned was head trauma, things of that nature, but just whatever activity you're involved in or lack thereof, they know that lack of activity makes it grow rampant. Like, you know, it's significantly more severe if you do not get up, exercise, and move. So if you're staying active and you're getting out and being social, it can slow the process.
But the biggest problem with being active is the fear of falling and losing your balance.
I'm so glad you mentioned that. So that is actually going to be on our open house in October. We're actually making it a fall themed because I'm lame like that. So it's actually called Fallen for Parkinson's. But we are going to have a fall activity. In Jackson, we stole this from Jackson and their group. What they do is once a month, they will do a fall prevention course. So after we do some of our therapy settings, smaller exercises, we will pull them aside. And as long as they're willing and, you know, want to, then we will do a fall portion. And what it is we're going to take a queen size inflatable mattress, and there are fall exercises that you do. Falling correctly backwards, sideways, in front. Falling the right way. If any of y'all have ever taken care of a parent or a loved one.
Broken hips.
They're done.
Yeah.
They're done. If an older adult falls and breaks a hip or a shoulder, that can kind of determine the how long they're going to live and what the rest of their mobility looks like for the duration of their life.
That's right.
So teaching them how to fall. So we have step-by-step, here's how you fall. And through working with Jackson, they've told it, like patients will walk up and say, we've done this so much, and I tripped and I fell the other day, but the whole time I was falling, I had I think Yanni was the trainer, I had Yanni's voice in my head. Don't watch your head, watch your head, watch your head, tuck your head. And I fell right next to a table and I didn't hit my head. And I was like, well, that's awesome. So It's just muscle memory, remembering the right way to fall, the proper way to get up. I've seen a lot of people and caregivers worsening the injury because they don't know how to get up the right way.
And the balance issues have to do with the lack of serotonin that your brain produces as you get older?
Well, and their gait changes also. A lot of gait changes.
The way they walk.
Perception. And there's a shuffle that Parkinson's patients have really bad. So that, obviously, if you can't pick your feet up, you're going to trip and fall.
And I'm not, I don't want to get you're political good. Here, but President Biden, that was noticeable. No,
in his gait. Yeah.
Yeah, being serious.
Very significantly, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I have a dear friend, and I told you in my office, this is kind of ironic, had that same gait problem, Katie, 10 days ago, fell and broke his hip.
Yep.
And it's, you know, so again, when is the open house?
It is October 6th. It's at 9:30 in the morning.
And it's free.
It's free.
At Anatomy.
Come and join. Yep. Probably be about an hour and a half. We're going to have things for patients. We're going to have some resources, free resources for caregivers. We'll even have our therapist, our massage therapist, out in the lobby giving massages free. There'll be a chair massage. So, if you want to come, they'll be put on a circuit.
And to maximize the boxing exercises, they're going to allow you to take a picture of your in-laws and put it on a...
Can I be the caregiver for Kelly? You know, he can go work on the falls and I can get a massage.
You
can
that's right. You get the
sufficient?
Massage.
You think that will work?
You get the massage while Kelly falls.
See? Right.
Yeah.
All right, look, we're going to bring Katie back next week. But before we let her go, I just want to remind people that she's one of the sweetest people I've ever known in my life. She's got a lot of skills. Football may not be one. This is the young lady that was on Football Picks 2 years ago and with a total straight face predicted Rice would beat LSU in Baton Rouge.
In my defense, I realized as it came out of my mouth, oh my gosh, I've been reading the scores backwards.
No, I
and
thought
it was too late.
Pluses and minuses got you a little
confused. I was like, oh no.
And didn't you pick Rice, Katie, because their coach was hotter?
No, that's not true.
Okay.
That's why Kelly was like, that's why we should pick him. No. Yeah.
But you did pick Rice. That's a fact.
I did, and it came out of my
How'd
mouth.
How'd that game really turn out? Do you recall?
Not great. Have you
heard the term fried rice? That's exactly what happened.
All right, Katie. Thanks, dear.
Thank you.
We're going to have her back next week. We want to remind people of this. We think this is important, and we think this is a wonderful thing for people who really need some help. So kudos to Katie and Anatomies, and she's going to come back with us next Thursday. All right, that wraps it up. We're on the road tomorrow in Laurel, new physical therapy place, speaking of, and we hope you'll join us. Until then, Southern Miss.
To the top. Into the future.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.